our community connection this morning, highlighting the PEO organization brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. We'll get into the meat of our discussion this morning coming up in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And joining us this morning for a community connection brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, I get to talk with Dee Lind this morning as we continue on our series of conversations about PEO, philanthropic educational organization, with a goal to support women advancing in their continuing education. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Your mom dropped you off, so to speak, at the door, and she says you know everything you need to know. So thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
We've talked over the last several weeks and I guess several months about PEO and the fact that there are numerous chapters of PEO just within the Bartlesville area, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's 5 chapters currently.
And maybe someday we'll have more. Who knows?
That would be lovely.
But we're going to focus this morning on one of the educational arms of the organization. We've talked before that they do support Cottey College in, I think it's Nevada, Missouri, right?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah. But let's talk a little about the college. Maybe a little, just starting off with what you know about what the college is and a little bit about its history, right?
Okay, well, it's a college, as you say, that's in Nevada, Missouri. It has about the capacity of 300 women that go there, but they're represented from 40 states in America, Canada, and 26 countries around the world. And they provide just a really unique women's only education. Mm-hmm. It was founded by a lady named Virginia Alice Cottey. She grew up in a farm in Missouri where at the time there was not much education available for women. Mm-hmm. And it was just a real dream and a passion of hers to change that. And she was inspired by reading the story of another lady who had opened her own college. And so with just $3,000 in savings, she set out to try and make that dream a reality and managed to get the backing of a reverend and the mayor of Nevada, who donated the land that now the college actually sits on.
Okay, and as you mentioned, educational opportunities for women at that time were limited, yes. and it was not unusual for there to be quite a few women's colleges. Then that was more common than not.
Very, very much so. Yes,
The founding of the college took place at that time. And how long has it been around? I'm not sure that you gave me a date.
Around 1927 was when PEO became involved with it.
Ah, okay.
So it was about 42 years prior to that that Alice actually opened the college.
And Cottey has been supported by PEO to a large degree since that.
Alice actually joined a chapter there in Missouri, and she started to realize that PEO had the same visions and the same goals as far as women's education. And so at that point, she actually gifted the college to the PEO organization.
Well, I know I don't have it in front of me, but I have seen a list of some very famous women who were members of PEO.
Yes.
Bess Truman, Harry Truman's wife, and many others.
There's a full list of the well-known alumni on our website, our international website. You can actually go and read all the amazing things these women have done.
Well, I'm sure collectively it's a great list of accomplishments.
Yes, mind-blowing.
Well, I'm glad that we've got you here today, and I'm not going to inquire into your list of accomplishments. We're talking about PEO. But again, 42 years ago, so really, a total of about 90 years of history so far. The college is a liberal arts college as far as they cover a wide variety of degree programs?
Absolutely. They offer 5 different associate degrees from music and science and fine arts. And then they also have 13 bachelor degrees, and they range from biology to criminology to psychology, just a whole gamut.
As you would expect, I guess, as more colleges to expand and offer more degree programs. But supported by the PEO organizations all over. And I'm sure it's that support from PEO that really has allowed the college to grow and thrive and prosper.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we our goal is to enable women to return to college and to further their education. So we do lots of fundraising to enable us to provide scholarships and funds for women to go back to college or to continue their education.
Just last week, I had the opportunity to talk with two representatives of local PEO, and both one of them was, they were both ended up being scholarship recipients. One had already been a PEO member and
Absolutely.
Received a scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
The other kind of went the other way, a scholarship first and then joined PEO. And their stories were very interesting.
Yeah, we have a lot of alumni from COTI that are PEO sisters. So that's wonderful to have that firsthand encounter with those ladies where they can, you know, talk to us about their experiences through COTI. And it just makes you more passionate about making this dream happen for those ladies.
Well, and then the degree of support that, you know, a weekly or maybe not weekly, but regular notes of encouragement, whether it's a literal pat on the back or maybe someone actually gets to touch with the student, either way, it's a matter of getting that you can do it, keep on going, we're encouraging you today.
Yeah, we always send care packages to the girls out there. We send, you know, cards at Christmas, birthdays, any time that we can just tell them that they've got us behind them and supporting them.
And I'll say degree programs, not the only offering from COTI. I haven't looked at your athletic schedule, but I'm sure it compares with many colleges of similar size as far as how, you know, you're involved in athletics there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they have a good intercollegiate program. They provide, you know, cross-country track, volleyball, basketball, softball. So, yeah, there's plenty of...
As one would expect, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's great. How about outside opportunities? As far as I'm sure many of the students are on PEO scholarships, but it's probably not the only means of support for the college as far as the students.
Well, the college itself just offers amazing opportunities for outside opportunities for their students. The one that I was just mostly impressed was the amount of travel that their students are allowed to do. I mean, they offer, I think it's the sophomore age, they get to go for the first week of their spring break to a European country, and they go with their faculty and their other members of their class, and they get to learn firsthand about the history and the culture of those places, which I just think, what an amazing opportunity.
Sure. I mean, you can study a language, it doesn't matter, French, German, whatever, but until you've actually been there, visited the country, met some of the people who, you know, carry on their lives in whatever country we're talking about, it makes all the rest of that learning come alive for you.
Absolutely. And then at the bachelor level, they actually get, it's actually woven into their course that they get to go internationally somewhere. So they've gone to Hong Kong, to Jamaica, to Japan, and these girls get to go without much cost to themselves. The college supports that completely, airfare, hotel. They really just have to worry about their own meals and extra fun stuff while they're away, but gosh, the experience of that is just, yeah.
And I have no doubt that enters into the college choice decision for a lot of the students. You can go to XYZ college, wherever that is, or you can choose COTI and have these extra opportunities.
Absolutely. I'm sure it would for me.
We are discussing COTI College this morning, a representative arm of the PEO organization. Dee Lind is our guest, and we will continue on a Community Connection coming up in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee, or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Continuing our time this morning on a community connection on 1400 K1, focusing on the PEO and at least one particular part of PEO membership, the support of Cotty College in Nevada, Missouri. Have you been to the college?
I actually have several times. They provide several opportunities for the PEO to actually go and really see the college that we support so heavily. So they provide a vacation college, which is just the best experience. I got to go with my mother, which was wonderful. I'm actually a third generation PEO, so my late grandmother and then my mother and then myself. So we went together to the vacation college, and you actually stay in the dorm rooms, in the residential halls that the students stay in when they're in season, and we actually get to eat in their wonderful dining hall. I tell you, the best college food I think I've ever had in my life. And then we actually get courses taught to us by faculty of the college. And then on top of that, you know, we just get to be with the rest of our sisterhood, and we meet sisters from all over the nation. And it's just a lot of fun. And
well, I mean, just looking at the size of the institution, the student to faculty ratio is pretty small. So the students really get a close relationship with the faculty.
Oh, absolutely.
And you get to see that when you visit.
Yeah. We at the vacation college, there's a few of the students that stay on to help. The interaction I had the most with the students was, we have a PEO visit day, mm-hmm. which actually happens during the term. So when you turn up to the college, of course, all the students are still in session. And that was really just such an amazing experience for me, getting to see the passion that these ladies have and how much they love the college that they're at. I mean, it's almost like it doesn't feel like work for them, because they're a sisterhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember just walking away. That was my first ever experience of Cotty, was that PEO visit day. And I was just in awe of the college and so passionate then about getting back and doing everything I could to help more women have this opportunity, because it's a once in a lifetime as far as I'm concerned.
Sure, which is one reason why we're here today talking about the college.
Right.
And of course, I can't help but to think, just looking at the calendar, this is the time the students will be turning in applications for both attending the college and also just scholarships for high school seniors around here that might want to go to Cotty. So an opportunity that they need to find out more about Cotty College and how PEO might be able to help them.
Absolutely. In fact, we just had a young lady visit us at our last meeting who we decided to give a scholarship to. So, yes, this would be the time.
And so it's something that we can talk about that again. I understand every March they kind of just bring in a lot of international visitors too.
Yeah, we celebrate. That's actually the founder's birthday is in March.
Okay.
So they have a special day, kind of like a big birthday.
Sure.
Birthday party. It's just another way to get the name of Cotty College out there and let people really know what a hidden gem is sitting there for them to grab.
Sure. It's a great way to do it, and you kind of connect with the stories, the traditions of the college.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. That's really marvelous that they have that opportunity. Other ways that PEO supports the college, as far as maybe you do any fundraising, as far as just a local Bartlesville grant that goes to the college or anything like that?
Well, we do a lot of fundraising within our own chapters. In fact, I'm putting together a murder mystery tea right now, which will be for the other chapters. So it kind of brings all the sisters within Bartlesville together, and they can bring a guest with them, and the funds that we pull in from that, we will then turn, and all our money really rolls into further education. We try to have as little sitting in our bank account as possible. We get try and push it out as we can to help fund and support.
You didn't say, and I'm just mentally putting something together, that you're going to have your own Miss Jane Marple or something to solve the mystery, and all for the good of Cottey College. Then,
absolutely, huh? Yeah.
Marvelous idea. And I've been to a few of those murder mystery parties, and they are fun. And it's always nice as the clues continue to come out throughout the course of the event. It's fun. The people who are there to support the college, inviting folks in just to raise a little bit of money, will the fundraiser be only for PEOs, or are you inviting the community in?
Well, certainly this one I think is just going to be for our sisterhood, but they are open to invite their own guests. So if you know somebody that's a PEO sister in the Bartlesville area, you should be telling them, I've heard that you've got a murder mystery coming up, and I'd like to be part of that.
Sounds like a great idea. Worm your way into an invitation and be find out more about PEO in the process. Again, we're talking about Cottey College. If you're not familiar with it, it is in Nevada, Missouri. Anyways, your best navigation aid will get you there, but basically head north on 75 to 54 and go east on 54, and you find yourself in Nevada.
Absolutely. Beautiful place.
It is. Again, just a little bit about the PEOs. I think there are five chapters in Bartlesville?
Yes, sir.
And you meet at all the same time or at various times?
No, yeah, different chapters have different times. Our one meets in an evening time, but I know they have chapters that are daytime. They try to offer a variety because, of course, every person is different in what they're doing. So
that's the best way to capitalize on somebody's schedule.
Absolutely.
Dee, thank you for coming in this morning. Let us know a little bit more about Cottey College and your involvement in the organization. And thank you for being a PEO, and thank you for coming in and letting us know. Third-generation PEO, that's great.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1, and our program brought to you this morning by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma and by Tallgrass Motors. Quick check of the forecast just ahead of news from the Oklahoma News Network. You do hear some thunder around the area and some rain in the area as well. 5 before 9 at K1.